Cave on campus at Sand Creek, where our 96.5 The Cave Game of the Week will be taking place tonight. How is it going, Ian?
It's going great, Andrew. Yes, the game tonight, Sand Creek homecoming, taking on those Trojans over at Madison. I'll be on the call for that, trying to arrange to have a color commentator with me. It'd be nice to have him. If not, I understand. But the broadcast this morning being brought to you by Sand Creek Communications, Breaks, and More. Wonder what the more is. SLI Custom Signs and Apparel and Lenawee Community Mental Health. As Andrew said, I'm Ian Wendt at Sand Creek High School this morning. And this interview, I'm talking with the starting quarterback and the safety here at Sand Creek. His name is Jordan Illenden. He is a junior here at the Creek. Good morning, Jordan. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I noticed when you walked up, you were not exactly the same as Mark and John in that you were not bouncing off the walls this morning. So more of a relaxed approach right now.
Yep, I'm locked in.
Yeah, you're locked in. You're more of a build it up to game time kind of kid.
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, that's more my style. We were talking, I can't get off of the energy from those two guys. I guess you have to have that kind of energy. I don't want to talk about him. He's behind us. He's behind you in particular. All right, Jordan. So this season so far, the wins have not come, you know, the way you guys wanted to or expected to. You know, how has this journey been through 7 weeks?
I mean, it's been a struggle. We've been pushing through it. We're just trying to put the pieces together piece by piece.
Running a new offense, really, and talking with Coach Spicer. You know, Sand Creek has been known for a certain type of offense, and now you're running something different. How's that change been for you?
For me, I mean, I switched from running back to quarterback this year. It's been a change to get used to. It's been a pretty slow change. We're trying to adjust.
So running back to quarterback, is that something you were comfortable with at the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've been kind of looking at that QB spot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what has your time at running back sort of helped you with that quarterback? I know Coach said he wants to throw the ball more, you know, but being a running back, you understand the ins and outs of an offensive backfield.
It's really helped my vision a lot. I feel like I can see the defense more.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It does. From, you know, tying in the different positions on the field, I see a lot in Lenawee County football is the quarterback does play safety. And I think knowing one position really helps with the other. Is that true?
Yeah.
In what ways?
Because knowing, like, when the safety has to come down, roll over, on what plays they have to come down, it's easy to read that off of the run to go and pass.
Is that something you've had to do on the offensive side of people know, hey, it's Sand Creek, they want to run the football, so they bring that safety down into the box? Are you comfortable, you know, can you make that change to a pass if you have to?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. You know, a lot of coaches, I think, would say, run the play that's called. If we have to block it different, we'll block it different. But coach has confidence in you throwing the ball?
Yes, sir.
Well, good. And you have confidence in yourself?
Yeah.
I can tell. That's important. I want to stick to the defensive side of the ball because, you know, when looking at some of the results from this season, the offensive side hasn't been there really, but the defensive side has been there. And, you know, we started week one with an 8-0 win.
Yep.
That says a lot about the defense. How has that side of the ball been for you?
I feel like secondary at least has been locked down. Our line's been having an enormous pass rush all year, getting to the quarterback. I feel like our defense is definitely our strong suit.
So then you look at Madison today, team that, you know, I've watched them twice. I think they want to run the ball. It's the offense that you guys used to run here at Sand Creek. Is that an advantage one way or another, knowing sort of the tendencies of your opponent?
I feel like it could be an advantage if you play it right, if you do your job, if you read your keys.
Talking with Jordan Illenden, the starting quarterback and safety here at Sand Creek. He's a junior. What other sports do you play here at Sand Creek?
I play baseball.
Okay, so that's coming up in the spring.
Yep.
As soon as football's done, you'll get back in the weight room and start swinging a bat instead of throwing a ball.
Yep.
Okay, good deal. Just a junior, so another season for both, so an opportunity there. I guess going back to maybe the start of this season or maybe even last year, the expectation of this program. You know, it's a proud program, one that's won a lot of football games in particular. What's that been like sort of taking those expectations and putting them on your shoulders a little bit?
It's been a little bit disappointing with the season that we've had, but we're working through it. We're hoping that we can come together, finish out these last two games strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's a building process. You know, a new offense, as Coach Spicer said. You're going to work out some things. You know, you're going to get the JVs up from next year, just cycling it out. You know, seniors heading out, bringing some of the younger guys. What type of, I guess I'll have you reflect, you know, sort of look inside, Jordan, if you could. Being in that quarterback spot, being in that safety spot, how would you, this is like a typical, like a standardized test question, how would you describe yourself as a leader? Are you a vocal leader, guy that leads by example? How would you describe the way you lead your team?
I try to be more vocal than more of example, because I'm trying to get my line right, trying to get the running backs right in their mind.
So the vocal leader. And as we said earlier, you're going to ramp it up. I mean, talk with Mark and John. They're there already. Jordan's sort of a slow build. He'll get there probably by about 6:15, 6:30 tonight.
Yeah.
You'll be ready to go. Checking your jersey. Number one in your program. Number one in your heart. You've probably never heard that before. He's a quarterback. He's a safety here at Sand Creek. His name is Jordan Illenden. Could you talk about homecoming? Just the a pageantry of this day and the week leading up to it?
Oh, it's always a fun week. Always excited for it. Going to bring my all for the game.
All right. Looking forward to it. The Cave Game of the Week tonight, 7 o'clock here on the Cave with yours truly. Pre-game at 6:45, so tune in here on the Cave. Cave on Campus this morning, brought to you by Sand Creek Communications, Breaks and More, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, and Lenawee Community Mental Health. From Sand Creek High School, I'm Ian Wendt for 96.5 The Cave.